says Holland guiltless in her early state, Holland Erlingman doesn't know about being referred on to talk about Mitchell. And Mitchell's not indicted, he's not even particularly sure if he's safe or best.
You're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to live in California?
Yeah, Los Angeles. I think
guys play the day, he's more worried about things here than...
I know, he's a wonderful guy, he's just so sensitive. As much as you know, he's got every confidence in you, back you all the way, and then I think it'd be good if you stayed a while, I mean, particularly about a month, you know what I mean? Yeah. That'd be my guess. This thing's going on for months, you know.
Well,
although I think, in a sense, you know, you've got to see, in a sense, Herb, it's better to prick the goddamn boil now rather than to have a, you know, just imagine all this crap being dragged out to Herb and Committee over something. Don't you agree?
I think acting decisively in this case is very good.
Which I hate to do, you know.
Well, I think
we're going to be nice to the press, sure.
hiker who gets to that, well, somebody has to come in and help out, and we have to do that.
Yeah, what I meant is tomorrow morning, the only question is about hauling the earth, and I think
you're right.
Or if you think I don't want you to do it, but I guess the reaction was that gosh, her Klein, huh? Just like the president, well, almost the president, you know, like Ziegler, he stonewalls him, which he should, because he just out there and says, look, I'm not going to say anything.
I'm glad that you job.
But you,
I think you're absolutely right about tomorrow. And so part of the problem is, I wouldn't even bother, except that right now there's nobody that gives some guidance, and that's part of it. And
I've got a guy who asked me, and I really need to. I mean, but let me say, you don't have to ask me. Use your judgment. I respect it. If you think there's something that needs to be said sometime, you get off and say it. But don't hurt yourself.
All right, well, I really appreciate it. You're thinking of me, and I was trying to think of you.
Yeah, I'll lie. Service too long, too well. Chris McNow, or her, in California.
Yeah, you have two speeches for this. Seeing this morning in Los Angeles. Here this morning, last night.
What did he say?
He said he was going to take the line of trying to bring the country back together. That's the way to do it. Don't get involved in the detail. Let's do it after. Take the president. We're going to bring it together and process.
I mean, that big things to do for this country and the world.
Getting to that.
This is going to be rough for a few months, and then, you know, we'll get on to another stuff. Remember, we all bought IKEA. IKEA thing was rough for a while, and this is rougher because the ball is more people than what the hell.
One thing I wondered, and I mentioned this to Rose, is you get a lot of pretty young people here about the tourist storm. Whether it wouldn't be a good idea like Rose and Peter, I or Lana, or whoever you want, just got some of the senior staff people together for a little something just among themselves. Well, maybe I could because they won't think I'm aspiring to something else.
That's right. Others they'll think are in the power play. I don't see, I'm trying to keep the cabinet from, you know, each trying to reach for power now. I got to make my own choices here. You know that. I'm not going to let somebody move in here.
You can't. I was thinking that we can do something to just pull.
What would you do? Well, you have mine.
Well, maybe just invite the
like
six or eight and say, we got to all now get together.
Like Steve Parker.
Yeah, and the Len Garment and the Keith Flanagan. Sure, the group is going to have four other people together. And I could say, oh, look, I've been through a lot of things on this before. I'm going to be pulled this year. What we have to do is get everybody going and put it in. Forget all this stuff and just work on what our programs are. And just that kind of thing, which I think get them to then go out and talk to, you know, people that have been working for them. Not that big, but I think of mine.
Sure. I think that just having a senior man, or they look policies is not the end of the world. I think their morale is pretty good. I mean, they all do tend, they want to pull together.
Oh, they want it.
Yeah. They haven't got a leader.
Bob
would be able to.
Bob or Jack can do it.
But nobody's here to see. It's a good idea. You do that. Right. Like you have to go to
Well, I think, you know, my place so far, I just have, like,
a road
for Rick in my office, and I can, somebody who's been through a lot of it over a long time, to talk that way, and Rose would type up to me, so. You kind of get, you know, like, Billy Graham type thing a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah, it's very fun.
You know, I got to the fun things, so everybody got together, yeah. You weren't there, then.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you were.
I was in that room when the first call came in.
Right, I just didn't mind.
Your thing when you got on the airplane.
Yeah, that was a different dynamic.
I took you to the airport. You're already making the last call to the train, so you just left.
Oh, right. I think that people doing what they thought was right, but they didn't remember. And also not stepping up to it finally and saying, look, fellow, I ran a goddamn campaign. It was a mistake and I'm sorry. That's what he should have said.
Could have went down on the list.
I just want you to know, you have a free hand. You don't have to let me know. I am only doing the right thing. You've got the judgment.
Okay.
And go down there with the editors. You're close to the president. Talking to the movie is good. Deals that were, so he's got 1,361 days or whatever. I thought that was a nice little thing. It's a
great success history.
What was that little thing I wrote on Christmas Eve one back? Have you ever
seen that before. I'd like to bring it to you.
I did write that.
One thing, you know, I think that you've done in a lot of things, which historians are going to love, is almost every major speech you've made is about a little bit about dreaming ahead. If you think back, you're dreaming about this or that, which is kind of inspirational thing. And I think it's a very good thing because people like to dream for a higher aspiration.
A guy you can talk to if you're an insider, you can talk a little to Teddy White, who's writing a damn book, and you get any insight on how the government works. Somebody said, have Rogers tell the Carlton Rogers and I'll sort of remind them, I'll talk. I didn't even fire it.
Too close friend.
Well, too close friend. Well, mine never
mind. We respect for
it. Right, no, you've got a great line ahead of your mind. I'll either, what, 50?
55.
That's all. 65, then you want to go.
That's like all. That's pretty much
it. It'll take your 10 years. Boy, make the bill. I mean, when I say make enough, you know, you put the hell into the bill. But there's a lot of good living to be done, and you should do it. You deserve it. And on the outside, you can help a lot, too.
Well, I think I really can. I can help. I can work with people out of California. Yeah, the district is doing a lot of UVM interviews.
And that AS&E, show your face, show what I'm afraid of, but
I'll do that.
All right.
Well, I think what I might do to this is the first part of next week, maybe with Ron, announce what I'm going to do so I stop that part, and then we can work out a date later.
As
of a date later, yes.
Yeah.
Don't you think that would be agreeable?
Whatever you need to write.
Right.
You know, you just say that you've sure doesn't look like you're doing it because of this damn thing.
Well, I think there's been enough leaked to be all right. Well, I think we ought to play a little bit here.
Sure. If you think that's a little early, you might wait for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Mike, I'm very proud of
you. We're proud of you. Keep the faith. You've had a hard job and you've done it with great aplomb. By God, we're going to win.
We're going to win.
No, we've been through things. You're not discouraged, are you?
Not at all. That's what I'm talking about.
That's why we had to take bite the bullet on Sunday and hit it Monday night. Now it's done.
That's right.
It's not done. I mean, they'll keep banging away, but we bang them a bit too.
Oh, sure, that's, we got a punch.
All right, go ahead.
And before or after, you know, you want to travel?
I know that. Do my best tomorrow.
I sure will. Thank you.
Kurt! You might, I told Steve too, but you might also call Bob.
Yeah, sure will.
Tell him that, I raised hell about the goddamn FBI things.
I will.
I burned my, and I read the cat that out. I said, now, by God, next time, but for the grace of God, go one of you. And that's true.
Couldn't have been more definite.
Well, it's true. I mean, Ash was I defended Ash. I've defended many people. But,
Well, you know, I think by saying by God's grace, because a lot of those people just have no anybody I know.